Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Now that the strike is over, Philly residents cannot wait until those mounds of trash are gone. And KYW's Connor Barkon joining us live from Graduate Hospital with the latest on this. Connor?
Good morning, Denise. Yeah, the dumpster here at 18th and Fitzwater Streets was emptied this morning by a private collection company that was hired by the city to deal with garbage while city sanitation workers were on strike. Neighbors frustrated about this collection site where people have been coming here and dumping their trash for 8 days say that they are relieved that there is now an end in sight.
The volume exceeded the amount that could be handled by a single dumpster at any one time. So it did get to the point where there was trash all around the dumpster.
Steve Ehrenholtz says he understands why sanitation workers were fighting for a better wage, but says the strike really couldn't have come at a worse time.
Pulling a strike right before the busiest weekend in the city and with 100-degree temperatures and everything baking, I think that was really, really below the belt.
Striking workers are returning to the job. They will begin with large piles of garbage, Denise, that have been growing since workers walked off the job. But it's just not clear yet when curbside pickup will resume.
All right, KYW's Connor Barkon in Graduate Hospital. Thank you, Connor.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.